Glory to Jesus Christ.
If
a man wishes to come after me, he must deny his very self, take up his cross, and follow in my steps. Jesus is clear. His way is the way of the cross, that the way to the resurrection comes through Calvary. St. Paul writes, "We preach Christ crucified, a stumbling block to Jews and foolishness to Greeks." And yet I wonder today, how much is the cross still a stumbling block for us? For example, if we're honest, wouldn't we rather avoid the cross altogether or find an easier way to salvation? And yet Jesus is very clear. He wants an all-in commitment. Not in when life is going our way and then opting out or second-guessing when it's not. All in. If one wants to come after me, he must deny himself, take up his cross, and follow me. Not lukewarm, all in. Now, to illustrate this teaching, I'd like to share with you the story of Anna. Anna had a very profound experience with Jesus when she received her first Holy Communion at 7 years of age. She went home that evening and wrote a letter to Jesus and said that she wanted to offer her life to him. This was a young girl. She was very good in school. She was the apple of her father's eye, and she loved Jesus. And it wouldn't surprise any of you if I told you that she wanted to be a nun, a missionary sister to be exact, going to foreign lands. But in those days, if somebody wanted to enter a religious community, they had to have a dowry. And Anna's father died when she was 14. But the local parish priest found her a very good paying job in a community 35 miles away. And so she went there, started earning money, but mostly to help her family, hoping one time to earn the dowry, continuing to pray and loving Jesus. And one day at 16 years of age, Jesus, in fact, appears to her in a dream, in a vision. He appears as the Good Shepherd. He talks to her about the rosary, which he prays every day. And he then says to her, "I accept your offer of your life. Before you turn 20, you will have to suffer very, very much." She woke up in fear and trembling. She was so scared by this, she literally got up the next day and went back home. Her mother tried to convince her, "Go back, it's a well-paying job," and she couldn't. So over time, she went into domestic service for a family that was closer to the house, and she was a diligent worker, and she prayed, and she continued to love Jesus. And one day, it was time to do the laundry. Now, wash machines in those days weren't what we think of. It was a big, boiling cauldron of water with a fire underneath and a galvanized pipe to vent out the steam. And when she was doing laundry, she noticed that the pipe had come off the wall, and as a diligent worker, she climbed up on the cauldron to push the pipe back in. And she slipped and fell into the boiling water. She was up to her knees in water, and long and the short of it was, her legs were literally boiled with the hot water and the lye. This happened on February 4th, 1901, 2 weeks to the day before her 20th birthday. So Anna had suffered third-degree burns. And in those days, very few people survived from a traumatic experience like that. But she did. And she ended up having 30 surgeries, excruciatingly painful surgery, everything from scraping off the dead skin to experimental grafts to at one point breaking both her legs because paralysis had set in. And nothing helped. And so she was bedridden for the rest of her life with festering wounds that never healed in extreme pain. She wanted to be a missionary sister. God had a different plan. If one wants to come after me, he must deny his very self, take up his cross, and follow me. Now, what's wrong with the missionary sister? But yet, how often in our own lives have we experienced a time when God took us a totally different direction, and we might not have liked it? It's then that we have to deny ourselves and our plans. And yes, as Anna learned, suffering is many times part of the package. As Abba Dorotheos of Gaza wrote, everything in God's plan is in His providence. Everything that happens is for the benefit of the soul. For whatever God does with us, He does out of love and consideration for us, because it is adapted to our need. Now, that's a relatively easy teaching when life is going our way. But what happens when life goes a different way? Are we ready to opt out? Are we ready to say, okay, God, I'll take it from here. I don't want to go that way. If that's the case, then the cross has become a stumbling block for us too. It's the way of the world, the foolishness, and that's not us. St. Paisios of Mount Athos had a very good description of the spiritual life. He talks about when a person commits his or her life to follow Jesus, the person readily experiences God. But over time, God withdraws himself to see if the person really loves God and puts him first, allows the person to be tested, like gold in the fire or silver in the furnace, to remove those impurities. Does the person really love God and put God first? And many times it may seem like God is distant, but as St. Paisios says, he gives us little moments of grace, little chocolates, as he calls them, to remind us that he's still with us. And for many respects, that's just like parents and children, right? We do a lot for our children when they're young, but gradually we withdraw themselves and let them do their thing so that they learn to live life on their own. And St. Paisios says, there will be times of spiritual examination. For a person cannot grow in spiritual maturity if constantly being assisted by God and not struggling on their own. That is why God provides for the fact to help a person early in the spiritual life and then withdraws himself to see what they're capable of doing on their own. We have to want salvation. Oh yeah, we have those graceful moments, those little chocolates. But we're not living the spiritual life for chocolates. We are living the spiritual life to rely on God alone. And so when we're in those turbulent waters, those whirlpools, whether it's a crisis in life or severe temptation, do we cling to God or do we collapse? What is our foundation like? When we're in the midst of testing, do we praise God or do we curse Him? Do we embrace the cross? So here we are in the middle of the great fast, and we reflect on the cross, and we're reminded of the sacrifice that Jesus made, and we're reminded of the way Jesus calls us to live. If one wants to come after me, he must deny himself, take up his cross, and follow me, all in. That is the way to salvation. There is no other way. Now, whatever became of Anna, the young woman who loved God so much? You know, her childhood dream of becoming a nun was shattered. She could have been angry with God as to what happened to her. Suffering, spending 20 years, more than 20 years, in extreme pain. But she didn't. She still loved God. And she wrote, Her three keys to salvation were the rosary, which she prayed every day, the needle and the pen. The needle because she did detailed embroidery work to help pay the bills for her and her mom because they were very poor. And the pen because she wrote letters of encouragement to many people who asked them to pray for her, or her to pray for them and to give them encouragement. She wrote in one letter, "Jesus sometimes tests us to see if we're persevering." In her journal, she wrote, "With love and thanks, I will accept the cross." It's also worth noting that she could only do the letters and the needlework about 1 to 3 hours a day after the priest brought her communion, which he did every single day because of the pain. You see, Anna's story is a reminder to us. It's not about the plans. It's not about the promises. It's how we surrender to what God asks of us in His time and His will. Saint Anna Scheffer embraced the cross all in. As we continue in our Lenten journey, we still got half of Lent to go, the great fast. Let us remember that all those little trials and tribulations and all those little things that happen to us, God puts them there for a reason, for our salvation. And we have to believe that. We have to accept and say, "Yes, Lord, whatever you ask of me." That obedience. And yes, that obedience to the Divine Master is one of the most difficult skills of the art of spiritual life. And yet the Holy Fathers tell us, pride and a desire for an easier way are serious impediments to the spiritual journey. But if we say, "Yes, Lord," we show God that we love Him with our whole heart, our whole soul, our whole mind, and all strength, that we truly desire our salvation over everything else. So let us accept whatever cross we are given. Now, it goes without saying, we're going to struggle. So for that, I offer you the prayer of St. Macarius the Great. "Lord, as you will and as you know, have mercy." And this Egyptian father also says, "And if the struggle is really fierce, it's okay to pray like Peter when he was drowning, 'Lord, help.'" And if we are steadfast, God in His mercy will show us the way to eternal life. "Whoever wants to come after me must deny his very self, take up his cross, and follow in my steps." All in. Glory to Jesus Christ.